With Higuain and Bradley out and Defoe in, how different do you expect this match to go from the first time you played Toronto this year? Stylistically.
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, I think that, you know, Toronto had a fantastic result last week against Kansas City. Down a man, and, you know, they stayed organized. They didn't give up many chances, and, you know, they scored two goals down a man. So that's fantastic. They have, you know, they have their forwards who are good. I mean, all three of them are dangerous. You know, Gilberto, Defoe, and Moore. So, you know, it's gonna be a good game.
Is the concept of the Trillium Cup as like a trophy something you guys talk about for motivation, or is it just another game in the grand scheme of things?
No, I mean, I think it has special meaning in these games. It's fun to play, you know, mini series within the regular season. So I think we're looking forward to it. We think it's a great event, and you know, hopefully we can turn it around a little.
Is that something you ever encountered in your playing days?
Like no,
trophies.
Just here. Yeah, no,
yeah,
it's good.
I mean,
I like it though. It's pretty funny. I like it. It's good.
I wonder, as you, we've talked a lot about Ethan the last couple of days here. I wonder, as you sat down and started to get to know some of these guys and get to assess the roster a little bit, what were your initial impressions of him when you first started to maybe get to know him as a player?
Well, I think it's about guys becoming comfortable with themselves and guys, you know, adapting to new coaching style, new philosophy of the game, and then learning what we want. And I think that was Ethan's case. He's always showed these flashes, right? If we go back to Orlando and Disney, you know, he scored a couple of great goals against Orlando City, and then against Indy 11, he scored another goal. So he's always showed these flashes, and I think now it's come to a point where he's understanding how we play a lot better, and he still has all those other things, which makes him, you know, obviously a weapon, dangerous weapon.
It seemed like maybe in the past for him, he was, I don't know if he was being asked to do too much, or he was thinking too much. Is he, kind of like you just said, is he just a little more relaxed, a little more...
The key to his game, that's the key to his game, is him relaxing, and you know, he needs confidence from us, and we really want to give him confidence, but he needs to realize that, you know, it all doesn't have to happen on one play. And as soon as he slows down a little bit, he's really effective.
Did you learn anything about him early on when he wasn't getting time throughout the preseason? Because I know he's one of the last guys to actually get into a preseason game. And it seemed like he was, and you've talked about him building his, working his way up the chart. Yeah. What did you learn from him maybe that early stage when he's not getting minutes?
He was the same guy he is now, basically, in terms of his attitude. He had a great attitude, and he wasn't down, you know. Inside he was down, obviously, but he didn't show, and you know, he kept being positive with his teammates, and those are some things we look for, and you know, that meant a lot to us as a staff, that, you know, here's a guy that's been getting, you know, not that many chances, but he's still positive, still working really hard in training.
I know you talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I was just curious as to what sort of goes through your head when you think about replacing a guy like Federico, and you know, talking about formation changes and stuff like that. What sorts of things are you weighing when it comes to just changing the lineup or changing the formation or changing the style or whatever it may be?
I don't know. I mean, you just evaluate, right? Obviously, you're not, you know, when we talk about not being able to replace Federico one for one.
Right.
You know, you can't do it. There's not many guys in the league that can do what he does, if any. So we know that. I think it's little adjustments, slight alterations to what we're doing. But, you know, I think the main work will stay intact.
So when you talk about changing, you know, formation or whatever, obviously it's not going to be a huge change because you want to keep playing the same way. But what are you sort of looking for out of someone who replaces him, whether that may be, you know, another central midfielder or a more forward type like Justin Miram or somebody like that? What, I guess, are you, you know, sort of weighing between those guys as to what they give you?
Well, I think whoever plays there, we're not going to ask them to do any more than they're capable of doing. And we're not going to ask them to be Federico. We're going to be ask them to be themselves and play their game. And the person who we choose, we'll choose for because we think their game can help us perform.
Sure. You talk a lot about how the concept of the team, and then you always stress how important it is for the guys to, you know, be united together.
Yeah.
I wonder, as the season goes on, a guy like Federico, who maybe nationally doesn't get the recognition that he would get if he was in a New York or in LA. If we're,
we didn't say that, by the way.
No,
we're
no, not no. That. I'm. This
just
is all part
to be clear.
This is all part of yeah. What I'm getting to here.
Because I talk in the soccer circles, I talk to people, and he amazes people every week what he does.
Sure.
So the soccer people know how good he is.
I guess what I'm wondering is that if we're sitting here 2 months from now and he's continuing to play the way that he's played and he's a candidate for, you know, postseason awards and things like that, are you the kind of coach, would you put it out there for him a little bit? Would you be kind of stumping for him?
Yeah. Well, I want to support my players. I think that's the most important thing. And I think if he deserves it, I think there's two sides of it. The first thing is he's not a selfish player. You know, he's very humble in accepting all these awards. Player of the Week, you know, I congratulate him on Player of the Week. And he said, you know, it's his teammates that got him that. So he's very humble and he's very gracious in all of this. And I think that, you know, he'll be most satisfied when the team wins, not when he receives personal awards.
Sure.
And I think any byproduct of the team winning, you know, we'll be happy to accept. But, I mean, the focus is on this group performing and you know, not individual awards.
Right. And that's obviously down the road. I'm just curious how you approach that as a coach as the season will go on.
Am I going to lobby for it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
I saw a new face yesterday. I think I saw him again today. Who do you guys have here? I think I saw Ben Swanson today.
Robbie Christo?
Is that who it is?
Yeah, Robbie Christo and Ben Swanson. Robbie's from University of St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been training with us for the last couple of days.
Okay. Is he a homegrown possible kid? Or no, he's just,
You mentioned, when you listed the people that could possibly play, one of the guys you didn't say was Adam Adell, so I was just kind of curious where he stands and things and whatnot.
You know, I'm
not necessarily that he's a player that, I'm just curious where he is and how his development is and, you know, things like that. Just an update, essentially, on how he's doing.
You know, he's doing well. You know, he's going through a little bit what most rookies go through at this time is, you know, they get a little bit fatigued, they get a little bit tired and, you know, mentally and physically. So we're getting him through that, but we're more than happy with him, how he's been doing.
Where's Federico's mind at this week? Is he, you know, do you sense frustration from him that he's going to miss this game? I know he's a guy who likes to compete. Is he mad that he's not playing? Is he, you know, sort of taking more of a leadership role?
I honestly think that this is for the best. And you know, if I'm looking at three games in a week, you know, he would want to play all three of them, right? Yeah. And we'd have to drag him off the field. So I think this is a great. I mean, it's unfortunate he's not going to be there against an Eastern Conference team, but we also feel like now we have Federico for two games in a week rather than three games in a week, and it gives him that extra rest, which is important.
And it's gotta be nice to give you an opportunity to look at guys in that spot, because you don't get to. I mean, look at a guy like Ben Spies. You know, you never get to see him because Federico's always there. Is it nice for you to be able to actually test, you know, the guy who can slot in there in a game atmosphere?
I don't know. I mean, then that's inferring that it's nice that Federico's not playing.
That's true, right? Well, so is what you said, right?
No, I just think it's good that he gets rest.
Right.
Yeah. I talked to Friedman on the phone yesterday. He's graduating from Harvard tomorrow. Yeah. One of the first things he said was when he signed that he made sure to say, how are you going to finish your degree? Yeah. Have you had any interaction with him over the past couple months as he's wrapped that up?
I mean, I'm proud of what he's been doing. I mean, you know, he's a young player who wants to get his career started, but he still has, you know, the goal of graduating from college in mind, which is important. And you know, all during preseason, he was doing homework and doing his studies, and that's impressive. I think that, you know, it's a good model for a lot of the guys.